Okay. So from my young days, I went to school and everybody was asking me, what do you want to become? That's a strange question. Already I am somebody already. What do you want to become? So that becoming became the somehow strange story. So I decided I don't want to become anything. So I went to study pharmacy just so I can delay the choice of what I want to become. Plus, to avoid the army service, I went to study. Then I finished the study. They say, you have to go to army, you have to get married, you have to get a job. I was like, no, no, this would be end of my life. So I grabbed one little bag and escaped to Afghanistan and then finally reached to India. When I reached to India, I was overwhelmed with the atmosphere, with the feeling. I throw my shoes, blue jeans, I put some lungi around and started to walk. Then I met first sadhus, sannyasins. I want to become Sadhu Baba. Now I know what I want to be. So finally I went to Goa, and that was the ultimate paradise. I threw all my clothes and lived naked on a beach. But then unfortunately, my visa was running out. So I get ready to go back to the West to become one of those idiots, because after all the search of Sadhu Baba, I couldn't really find what my heart was looking for. So I met a couple of sannyasins, American Usha and Englishman Big John, and they were wearing maroon robes, and that was very early 74. I came to India in 72 and then searched around. And so on the way back to the West, no harm, I went with them. They're gonna pay my food and place to stay. And they want to show me Bhagavan Sri Rajneesh. So okay, they are paying food anyway, we went together. And then I went to see Bhagavan Sri Rajneesh in Pune. And then I just met the guy and he put this mala around my neck. So I took the mala off. And I said, wait, Baba, wait a minute, not so fast. I don't know anything about this. Because he smiled and says, of course you don't know if you don't try. How you can know if you don't try? I said, well, then I said, but I don't know. If I take it, maybe I don't like it. Then I have to bring back, said I don't like. He said, no, no, if you don't like, you just throw it and disappear. But if you like it, then you will come back. You see, I don't have any money. I have to go to West, sacrifice my life, make some money, then come back. He said, you never sacrifice your life for money. You just do something what you like to do. Some money will come. Anyway, you do what you like to do. I know in my heart, I know what he's saying is true. But I just don't have courage to do it. And I said, see, the last obstacle. I have only 3 days of visa. I have to go. He said, what? Stupid paper? Throw those stupid papers away. He said, all these ugly borders, these artificial lines drawn on the surface of beautiful planet is one. All the people are one. This is all bullshit, through this paper. I know in my heart I wanted to do this, just I didn't dare. So then finally I said, okay, you are right and I am wrong, give that mala back. Then that evening, my mind was so much, no, only 3 days of visa, I have to go. Another mind is saying, no, forget the bullshit, just stay and enjoy your life. Then other mind saying, no, but I have to go and get new papers. And other mind says, no, you stay to enjoy. So these two minds were fighting so much, like to, finally I fainted. I couldn't this handle anymore. I just passed out. I woke up in this Chinese love house above the Blue Nile. Above there was Nanking Chinese love house. And there was the middle of the night, and Prabhu and Jyoti, English people, this very oldest sannyasins, they were sitting with candles around me. He was holding ready-made chilam. She was holding lemon water. I woke up, said, drink this lemon water, smoke this, okay. And then I said, wow, which day? But said, this is the day. My visa just ran out a few hours before. Now, fuck all, now I can stay. Anyway, visa is run out, no more problem. Anyway, I stayed here until like, he left in 81, he went to US. I thought, no ever chance, because I lived all this, only money I made was from polishing coconuts, from making clay pipes, no. And then I thought, no chance for me. I went to Goa, and then hot season was coming. I went up to this big mountain in the south, Kodai Canal. I lived in a beautiful abandoned orchard with pears and plums, and I was so much enjoying there cooking my rice and dal. And one day, this strange, first time in history, this strange police came. They combed all the mountains, they collected 10 or so freaks like me. They brought us all down to Madurai, throw us in the jail. Then they kept us like a week or 10 days, then they all throw us out, go, cello. After they put me in the jail in the south, I thought, what is meaning of this? Meaning is that I have to leave India and follow Osho, cello. Let's go to US. Osho.